This winter has been one of the most difficult for Newmarket resident Chris Howie in his efforts to maintain the Lions Park Community Hockey Rink. Multiple warm spells and rain throughout November and December constantly curtailed attempts to get the rink open. Howie said 5 attempts were all thwarted by the milder winter weather, due to the weather effect of El Niño. But with cold and snow in Newmarket this week, Howie was able to open the rink for the first time this season January 15. Determination. 1. El Niño. 0. Howie said. It's great to be finally open. It's nice to hear the thank yous. Howie has run the rink for 10 years, opening it for free but with the request that players bring donations for causes like the Newmarket Food Pantry. The rink, on top of the park's tennis courts, is not refrigerated, meaning Howie has to battle the elements more in his efforts to flood and maintain the ice. The weather the past month has made it the latest opening date the rink has ever had. We basically were ready to open, then, another warm spell. Ready to open, rain. Ready to open, 13 degrees. Can't compete with that, Howie said. That's just the reality of a non-refrigerated rink. But now, the rink is finally ready to go. Howie generally opens it in the evenings on weekdays and longer on weekends and holidays, with younger kids getting the first crack at the ice every day. With some local schools closed for a PA day on Friday, Howie plans to have the rink open for a skate for them. With nets and pucks at the ready, it is a great place for kids to play, Howie said. This is a safe environment to learn and play with kids their own age, or they can stay and play with older kids. We don't have grown adults flying around taking slap shots. It's not crowded, Howie said. I have a lot of families that want to come here to play because it's quieter. Fans of the rink expressed appreciation on social media. Thank you so much. It was great to hear the rink sounds in the neighborhood again, one local said on the rink's Facebook page. Thanks for all your hard work. What a challenging winter season you've been up against, another resident said. With the rink finally open, Howie said he hopes there can be 60 days of consistent cold to keep it running. He said the rink's location in a shaded area that is often windy means he can manage if temperatures go slightly above 0 degrees. He shouted out several people who helped ready the rink, like Greg McElroy and James Anderson. He said he has plenty of plans for fundraising and events at the rink throughout the rest of the winter. Howie said it was good to see people come to the rink on its first night with donations ready. I'm happy to give back however I can in the community. This is kind of an outlet for me, he said. There's a lot of people that need help in the community. You can stay up to date on the rink through its Facebook page.